Okay, here we go.
We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
The Incremental.
Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Stop whining. I'm gonna die!
Oh, yeah! You're gonna cry? You're gonna cry, kitty baby? How are you gonna fucking cry? Look at him, he's crying. It's gonna be metal! It's going to be mental!
Sweat Equity Podcast, another special edition. I just had to get on the mic to tell you about the awards we won. We're 10-time award winners since 2020. We just won Acquisition International Business Excellence Award 2024 Business and Comedy Podcast of the Year. That one's special because it says Business and Comedy Podcast of the Year. Again, I don't know what our competition is, but we won. It's only March. Extrapolate that out. We also won Corporate Livewire Innovation and Excellence Award 2024 SME Advice Podcast of the Year. We're doing good. We're doing good. And I was just joking. That's not why I felt compelled to get on the mic. You know, I have been preparing various things to talk about, mostly UFO related. But if you recall the last one I did, you know, my idea kind of being like, if these aliens are, you know, all powerful, whatever, let's take it as a chance to improve ourselves, right? We don't know how much time we have on Earth. I could die right now on this podcast. It'd be crazy. Let's hope not, because that would suck. Have it on camera. So until yesterday, I was sort of a third-party observer of the UFO phenomenon. But I am pretty sure I saw something that is not explainable yesterday as I was driving. I'll try and paint the picture as best I can. If you're in Tampa, you might be familiar with these streets, but, I was driving, it was around sunset, and I was driving west on Fletcher Avenue around the University of South Florida, and directly in front of me, I see something that looks like, if you imagine the brightest star in the sky, double it, right? But there were clouds behind it. Huh, that didn't make sense. And it wasn't moving, it didn't have any red flashing lights or anything like that, it was just stationary. So obviously, I'm sitting there watching this thing, and before you ask, no, I didn't get video, okay? Because there's been so many times where I'm like, oh, that's a UFO, I'm going to film it, and then it was nothing. But this time I was skeptical watching this bright, glowing white light on Fletcher Avenue. Minutes go by, I'm seemingly getting closer to it, and then it just stopped shining. Just went out. Nice, slow burnout. And I don't know if it was behind the clouds. There was some sort of something that came out of it. And I was telling Law about it. The best way to describe it is like the long piece in the Tetris repertoire, toolbox, whatever it is. The long piece. It looked like a really long rectangle. And it was like dark blue. And it kind of hovered away from this bright light that once was there, but wasn't there anymore, where it was. And I'm watching it, trying to get my phone out, cussing, because the video is terrible. Like, I didn't even get it to the sky. But because I'm trying to keep my eye on it, too, and film, and drive. Very dangerous. So I'm trying to keep my eye on this thing, and it goes behind a building and out of sight. And I was like, whoa, what was that? I'm still looking for it. I pull up to a light, and in the south sky, not the direction it was going, I see this same blue Tetris piece, just above the tree line. And it went behind trees, and I lost it again. So I did what everybody would do. I called my dad. I was like, go outside, see if you can spot this thing. Not helpful. He was not helpful. He's like, I do see something bright in the sky. Well, I'm going to go back in. I'm like, you're going to go back in. You're not going to stand there. Okay. Still don't know what he saw. So, again, I can't explain what it was. If anybody was in Tampa and saw that, hit me up and confirm what I saw. Because, again, that was a first for me. Hadn't seen it. Flash forward 15 minutes or so. And I promise I'll bring it back around. I get a text from somebody I had texted with a couple weeks ago for the first time in like 20 years, somebody I grew up with. And I get a text, hey, did you hear about this person? Somebody that we both grew up with. You know, we went to Catholic school together, so like it was kind of a tight-knit group. We only had 30 kids in the class, and so you know, we all knew each other. We all hung out. And it turns out this person died unexpectedly. Freak accident. You know, and the person I'm talking to on the phone is like, man, it's really a wake-up call, blah, blah, blah. And to me, the timing of it was surreal. Just did a podcast saying about aliens and how we need to use it to get our shit together. And what happens? I see something weird and get slammed in the face with reality of what could happen. So, you know, I guess it means, like, I should just keep on with this. I don't know if it make it about me. You know, how does this all relate back to me? Yeah, I don't really know what else to say about it, but it was jarring, all of it, the timing and just the stakes. So anyways, the original plan for this podcast was to talk about, the newly released, report that the Pentagon put out on UAPs, 63 pages. I am holding in my hands the biggest waste of paper the world has ever seen. And I knew that before. Because I kind of read it, the whole thing. I kind of read it. There's a lot in there, but I sort of read the whole thing. It's pretty embarrassing for whoever wrote it. Just like terrible errors. I think they said Harry Reid was a senator from New Mexico when he's from Nevada, I think. To me, this thing, and by the way, this paper that I'm holding in my hand, you're not watching, it's a prop. I didn't print out the whole thing. Look, you can see the rest of its blank pages. I printed out the first page, 2024. I read it online. I'm not going to print out the whole fucking thing. Because again, what a waste of paper. And I think that's the end of my paper also. So the Department of Defense put out a report that basically says, hey, every single UFO, UAP, what they call them, that has ever existed has an explanation that has nothing to do with aliens. Mind you, I think it was like 230,000 reports of these things. Some of them came from the Department of Defense employees who testified in front of Congress about it. Why would they do all that when it's explainable? It's all swamp gas. They saw a swamp gas flying at 6,000 miles an hour. Crazy swamp gas. I always forget about my soundbar.
What?
I was going to give you guys a little idea of what I saw that I haven't really heard anybody else talk about. The report was done by AARO. If you hear that term, that stands for the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office.
Okay.
All domain, all right? So if you read the paper, they are very specific with their wording because every instance that they deny, they say extraterrestrial origin. Okay. At the same time, we've got reports that these things go down into the water, which would imply it's not extraterrestrial, it's like intraterrestrial. So my first question is, are they being cheeky with their wording? We don't have any extraterrestrial, like, is that what's happening? Because if so, I mean, I kind of hope it is, because if not, this is a slap in the face of every American. Like, the level of just, like, dismissiveness that this paper is it's jarring. It goes back to my, like, we got to get rid of these politicians, all of them. Don't replace them with other people. Replace them with AI somehow. I don't know. But this is ridiculous. So, in their wording, they just say extraterrestrial. They don't say non-human intelligence, anything like that. They don't go beyond that. So the thing that stuck out to me was, like, I knew that AARO was a newly formed government entity that was a shoot off of ATIP, which is an acronym that stands for Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. So, if you just pay attention to the names of these government entities, Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Okay, so that says aerospace. If it was aerospace, why did they change the name? Because the name now is the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Just by changing the name, they're telling on themselves that they know something. They know something is not only a spaceship, it's a watership too. Like, that right there, in the name change, is something obvious. I mean, to pretend like nothing ever happened is just kind of like, it's like a criminal who wants to get caught, showing up at the crime scene, just keep pushing it. There's somebody at AARO being like, let's just lie about all of it. Ooh, feels so good. I can't wait to get my rocks up by lying about something that's obviously a lie. It's the only explanation. Why would they go out of their way to just say, nah? Nah. Let me read the Section 2 executive summary. AARO found no evidence that any U.S. government investigation, academic-sponsored research, or official review panel has confirmed that any sighting of a UAP represented extraterrestrial technology. All investigative efforts at all levels of classification concluded that most sightings were ordinary objects and phenomena, and the result of misidentification. Although not the focus of this report, it's worthwhile to note that all official foreign UAP investigatory efforts to date have reached the same general conclusions as U.S. government investigations.
What? What?
Huh?
What?
So not only are they going to lie to us, but they're also throwing every single other country in the world into the mix with them. Oh, I mean, like, what? Do you hear about the bodies, the mummies in Peru and Mexico? Like, okay, you're going to have some angry Mexican Peruvians on us. Like, it's just crazy. I mean, the Australians, the guys, I saw a fucking bloke, the UFO. They definitely seen them. I mean, my point is They're not going to do anything to help us out here. The government and the people. Those same people who used to be little tiny babies and now have access to nuclear weapons. And most definitely have some psychological issues that are not worked out. Let's, you know, and when I say let's, I'm talking to myself too. Like, I've got so much goddamn work to do on myself. It's so annoying. I don't want to do it. There's just so much, and it's work. It's what it is. It's work. It sucks. But, I mean, you know, we could all die unexpectedly. It happens. I'm absolutely at the age. It's official. So, let's try and take this as the opportunity. Let's turn it around. Because the way things are going, not good. Not good.